Welcome to the Ear Candy Podcast. This is your host, Mo Betta, episode 3, introducing our one of our co-founders. I'm going to let him make the introduction himself. Welcome to the show, brother.
What's up, man?
How you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good as usual, as you know. Enjoying the evening. I'm sipping on some white wine and trying to, you know, relax my mind and think about this great thing we're about to do.
I hear that.
So, introduce yourself to our listeners, why don't you?
What's up, everybody? My name is Raymond. For those of y'all that don't know me, I've known Maham for many years. Basically, what Ear Candy is it's a group of people that came together that saw the need for a way for our people to express and showcase their talents. It all started out a couple of years ago. I went uptown in Marstown, that is, I went uptown to this new cafe that opened up. The name of it is Cafe Arabica. And when I went into the place, I was looking around like, wow, this is a really cool atmosphere here. I'm really feeling the vibe because there was no place like it in town. And I was born and raised in Marstown. I've been here all my life, so I know a lot of people around town that are into music, you know, people that do spoken word. There's people that have talent, various talents. So I thought that it would be a great idea to get these people together and put on a show.
Tell us about your talent, Raymond.
I'm a writer, man. I like to call myself an inspirational writer. I write spoken word, poetry, hip-hop. I've been playing the piano since I was like in first grade. And I play the drums as well. I did that all through high school.
So you're an all-around musician.
Yeah, you could say that.
Why spoken word, though?
Why?
Yeah, why focus on spoken word as far as you're concerned?
I mean, it just kind of came natural to me. That's what I can tell you about that. It just came natural. Like, whenever I'm going through something, I'll just, you know, something that affects me emotionally, or if I see something that I feel the need to speak on, what I'll usually do is sit down and just write.
Tell me about last show. The last show you had, last show that we had was September 3rd, Labor Day, 2005. Can you tell the folks who didn't make it a little bit about what went down?
Well, where do I even start, man? I mean, put on a show. It was basically like a talent show for the people. And I got together 19 artists. The majority of them I knew from growing up. And then we had a few people that were relatively new to my cypher that I met like during the past year or two. We got together and we put on this show. The show started about 9 o'clock that night. We had people come from all over the place. We promoted this thing all around town and outside of Marstown, online, via word of mouth. We used flyers and posters. And people came from all over, man. The show started out with our band, our house band playing. They played for about 15 minutes or so. And we had an MC, my man Chris Dale from Philly. He was on the mic that night, and he introduced the artists one by one. We did 2 sets, I believe it was. You were there. You could speak on it a little bit. I think we did 2 sets. After the first set, we had the band go on and play for like 15 minutes or so, 10, 15 minutes. They did their thing. And then we had the rest of the artists get up and perform.
The place was pretty packed.
Yeah, man.
You know, I was actually on the sidewalk outside helping out with managing the number of people that couldn't get in. That was a job in and of its own. I mean, you know, it's like this. The show was banging, you know, people try to come down. But the bottom line was that if you didn't get there on time, you can get a seat. I mean, there was obviously so many seats in the house. So... you know, it's very important that you get there, you know, try to get there on time so you can at least get a good comfortable seat and order you some food and everything you got to do there.
Right. The place was packed, man. The
place was packed, right?
I mean, we literally filled that place to capacity. As people rode by, they could see the line, like pretty much down the street, you know, people trying to get in. I think we had to turn away, like, what was it, 40, 50 people?
Yeah, pretty much. Like 40, 50 people, yeah, a lot of people. Why? There was a dress code. Can you talk about why we have a dress code?
We had a dress code because we wanted a certain type of crowd. We didn't want the young boys coming in with you know, hoodies and bandanas and, you know, people looking bummy and like they came there for some reason other than to enjoy the performance. That's the main reason. We wanted more of a mature and laid-back, sophisticated type of a crowd. And for the most part, that's pretty much what we got.
Now, when we had the show last time, we had some video cameras there. Are we? Can we expect to have the same again?
Well, that's definitely something we need to talk about. I know that we experienced some issues with that, with our person that was filming. But we can plan on doing that again for the next show.
It would be good.
Get somebody else.
It would be, yeah, maybe, you know, we'll have to look into how we can make this happen, but we want to put together like a, you know, a nice fat video, obviously.
Right.
Something that everybody can check out on the website and enjoy. Now, our new date, we have a new date that we've secured a new date with Cafe Arabica in Morristown. And that's going to be August 4th, a Friday, correct?
Correct.
So that's a very good night to go out and check out a cool-ass show. Now, Ear Candy is pretty much about, it's some independent, there's an independent spirit there, right? So it's very independent. I feel like it's very independent, that it will thrive on its own because it's very rich. And, you know, part of that is a lot of the spoken word, you know, that comes out and stuff. So I wanted to see if maybe you could spit out a little something for our listeners so that they could get a taste of the flavor of the Ear Candy.
Yeah, that's cool. I can do that.
All right.
I got something in mind that I wrote about a year ago. It's called Diamonds in the Rough. Now, this piece is pretty long, so I'm gonna like slice it in half.
And yeah, just do. First half. Yeah, just like do a couple of verses.
All right.
You know, so the powerful ones, just to get people a flavor, because we want them to tune in for the next podcast. We're going to have you and Kevin do some stuff. Kevin, IQ the Poet, another member of Ear Candy. Go ahead.
All right, this piece came about as a result of, let me put it like this. There's so many women out there that think that all black men are doing is selling drugs and we're all locked up and we're not really doing much with our lives. But there are good men out there. So this kind of came as a rebuttal to that idea held by many women.
Okay.
The general perception of most black men is that we're slacking, that we keep guns clapping and funds lacking. What's happening? It's a shame when you hear these black women complaining that there ain't enough good black men to claim them. So some settle for less and try to train them, chain them, rearrange but can't change the original frames we came in. We still the same men. I'm saying, it's unfortunate but it's true. A lot of us take pride in being described by the stereotypical view. Some get accustomed to hustling, living in lust, and it's hard to trust them. Not fit to be a husband and will never amount to nothing. So they ain't locked down, they got mad seeds to feed. Hustling to flip that cash fast, moving at the speed of need. Some greed, please believe that we all ain't like that. I'm walking the light and really on the right track. It's like that. Just gotta know where to meet them. Make sure that when you find them, you know how to keep them. Won't need to keep them from cheating if the language of love is what he speaks. And unless fear creeps and you sense his defenses weaken, it would be indecent for me to be speaking from only one point of view. So I'ma tell you what a man such as myself has learned to do. Create elements of uncertainty so that we never lose the passion. continuously pursuing my woman to maintain the attraction, and always speak with action, with the emotions spoken through the words of a poet. And if you're on a similar path and you have someone to grow with, if not, we'll go our separate ways to come to accept it. Let some time go by and then try to preserve the friendship, because friendships form the basis of loving relationships, and if you intend for them to last, they have to be based in it. And if it's true what they say, friends make the best lovers. I'm just speaking on behalf of what's left of the rest of us good brothers. No better, just different from some of the others. Able to do wonders under the covers. That's one of the many reasons that they love us. I'ma stop right there. That's just like half
it's
of the
hot.
Poem.
It's hot, man.
Just so y'all could get a feel for...
Nice work.
You know, the vibe that we be on.
This is one of my favorite pieces, as a matter of fact, I must mention. That I'm truly impressed whenever you and Kevin perform it. And both of you have uniqueness in your own styles that contribute like crazy to that piece. So I just want to tell you, you know, I love that piece. And that's going to be it for our podcast right now. We'll have another episode where we'll discuss, we'll get more into detail about, you know, who we're working with and some of the artists, maybe starting to showcase them or something. But that's about it, man. Thanks for joining us, Raymond.
Not a problem.
And this is your host, Mo Betta of the Ear Candy Podcast. Make sure to tune in next time for more news. Peace.